You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More than 300 people braved the Straits of Mackinac Sunday. It was the 13th annual Mighty Mack Swim. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond rode along on a security boat. She got a firsthand look at what goes into herding swimmers across all 4 miles of the Straits.
The day started with a beautiful sunrise at 6:34 a.m. Shortly after, about 340 swimmers were in the water. Each was attached to a big orange buoy for visibility.
As you can see, the swimmers are underway.
I was riding along on the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa's Fisheries Enforcement Boat. That's radio communications you're hearing. Their boat was one of 12 law enforcement vessels on the water, along with more than a dozen civilian boats. The straits are closed to general boat traffic during the four-hour swim, so part of our job was to make sure nobody else got too close. But we were also on the lookout for swimmers who needed to be pulled from the water. The first person ran out of steam within the first 30 minutes.
Swimmer is tired, swimmer is okay. I'll be transporting to the ferry.
The water started calm but got progressively choppier. Swimmers had to make checkpoints within a certain time frame. They also had to stay within a certain distance of the bridge. As we got closer to St. Ignace, lots of swimmers started to drift too far east due to the currents and had to get pulled out of the water.
If they don't want to do it for themselves, please tell them they are putting others in danger. They need to get on that boat.
Chris Gates of Grand Rapids completed his second swim this year. He said a lot of people had trouble staying on course.
You weren't swimming kind of at a 45-degree angle. You'd actually kind of get sucked out because of the current. So if you just swam straight, you'd be, you know, kicked way out east.
But at the end of the day, nearly 300 of the 340 or so swimmers were able to finish it, the fastest in an impressive hour and 30 minutes. For Michigan Radio, I'm Kay LaFond.